This is Susan V. Brock Telluride, Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with the one and only Fito. You know him through the band, his band, Canned Heat. He is the longest sustaining member of that band, and he's written a book about Canned Heat, Living the Blues. We're talking about his upcoming performance at the Sheraton Opera House on New Year's Eve on a bill with the fabulous Thunderbirds. Fito, thank you so much for joining me.
Okay, great, thank you.
So what was your life like before Canned Heat? Have you always been a professional musician?
Yes, fortunately, that's all I've done all my life. Since I was 12, 13 years old, I started playing drums, and that's all I've been doing. It's been a wonderful thing to be able to do what I love.
Absolutely, and what a blessing to have the talent and be able to turn it into a profession.
Yeah, that's right. As I said, it's a blessing, and it's been a wonderful thing. When I see other people that keep working on things they don't like doing, and I consider ourselves so lucky to be able to make a living doing something we love.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Thank you for that answer. And now in the late 60s, they must have been pretty heady times. Could you describe the vibe when Canned Heat first got started? You know, talk a little bit about Monterey, talk a little bit about Woodstock. What was it like?
Well, I wasn't in Monterey. I joined the band right after the Monterey Festival.
Okay.
I joined at the end of 1966. 67, I'm sorry. Those were wonderful times, especially here in California. I believe everywhere, but especially in Los Angeles, San Francisco, there were a lot of places to play at. There was a lot of energy and dynamism. There was some kind of a cultural awakening, some kind of a revamping of music, you know?
Yeah.
We have been pretty much influenced by the British invasion, it was called, and this was like a new change back to American music and back to blues-oriented music, which is what Jimi Hendrix and all those guys did in the 60s. It was a wonderful renaissance of the music scene in America.
Thank you for that answer. That really places the era in context. I appreciate that. Now let's talk a little bit about the original group, Alan Blind Owl Wilson and Bob the Bear Height. Talk about the group in that iteration and how you came to become a member of Canned Heat.
You want a short answer on that? That's going to be difficult, but I'll do it. Anyway, so Alan and Bob were musicologists and record collectors. They were not performers. They decided to form a band and surround themselves with performers, like Larry Taylor, Henry Vestine, and myself. Henry was also a collector and a musicologist, but he was also a professional musician. That was the beginning of the band. The beginning started with basically a jug band. They collected 78 records, and they loved old music. The older, the better. They always believed that this sort of primitive music was the answer, right? So that's how the idea started, making a jug band, and then later on it became the blues band, and then later on became the Canned Heat, the blues rock band. These guys were fantastic people. They were very generous. They were great teachers, and they were very much part of the blues movement that we enjoy worldwide today. They were some of the first people, and my band was one of the first bands that made blues popular worldwide. And I think it was great, and we see it all over the place now. There are blues bands almost in every corner of the world.
Fine. Thank you. Now, looking back over four decades, and this is not an easy question to answer in a short way either, but could you name some of the band's career highlights? And don't think too hard. Just name a few of the moments that are top of mind.
Well, I mean, alternating with all these great bands from the 60s was quite a privilege for me, being a young immigrant, you know, and into this world of chaos and rock and roll, you know. And, of course, playing with Cream, playing with John Lee Hooker. You know, we played with John Lee Hooker several times, and we recorded with him. Mm-hmm. And playing alongside Hendrix, and I mentioned Cream, and most of the other famous great bands of that era, it was great to be part of that family, you know, like in Woodstock, for example, you know, being there with Joe Cocker, with Santana, and all those people. It was, as I said, to me, it was a privilege, and I felt very lucky to live in those times and to be part of that musical family. As I said before, it was a renaissance in music in America, a movement that has not been seen since.
All right. Thank you. So obviously the heat has changed quite a bit over the years. Could you compare and contrast the original band with Wilson and Haidt and you to the group you now lead today?
Well, there is no way to compare or to try to replace Bob Haidt or Alan Wilson. They were very, very special talents, and with a touch of genius in both of them, with their own specific personalities. So when we lose those people, we basically try to continue the band and to reenact what it's like to be in a canned heat performance. Our audiences, most of them, are very pleased and satisfied with the act that we present, even if all the original members are not there. The only other option would be not to present canned heat at all. So they would rather see a canned heat that is as good as we can put it and have a good time with us than not have a band at all, you see? So
yes.
It's very difficult. It's been a very difficult thing, especially for me, that I've been there all this time, you know.
Yes.
And I try to keep it as original as possible, keep playing the hit records that people relate to, but also do a little educating and introduce new stuff.
Wonderful. And you gave me a great transition for my last question, which is, would you preview a little bit of what Telluride should expect on New Year's Eve?
Well, Telluride should expect something similar as what we did on that great festival you guys put, the Wine and Something Festival.
Yes.
I don't recall the name.
Telluride Wine Festival?
Yes. I think that's one of the best put together and one of the greatest festivals in the world. And I've played most of them. And I tell you, that place, the one we did in Telluride was beautiful.
Oh, maybe you did Blues and Brews Festival.
Blues and Brews, yeah, that's it.
That's what it was.
Yeah, Blues and Brews. What a great festival. So the people should expect something similar as to what they saw in Blues and Brews. As I said earlier, we do play the hit records that has made us famous and that people relate to, but we also try to introduce new stuff that is still blues-oriented and still canned heat style, but it is new music. So we mix it around the old hits to get the people's attention so they can know and remember who we are, etc., you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the new stuff just for us to not get bored playing.
Okay. And have you been touring now with the Fabulous Thunderbirds?
Well, we have the same manager.
And
this is something new. You know, the Skip Taylor, our manager,
yes.
who is also an ex-resident of Telluride, you
yes.
know? He used to live there for a few years.
Yes.
He manages the Thunderbirds and manages Canned Heat, and we've been doing a few gigs together. This is a new thing, okay? This is new from 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in next year, 2012, we're going to be doing a lot more gigs together. And it's a great deal for anybody that likes blues and blues rock music and, you know, music with soul, with heart. And, you know, I'm delighted to be playing next to them and playing with Kim Wilson and all those guys. You know, I think it's a very good deal, and I promise a great show.
I am sure that you're going to be right. This has been Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with Adolfo Fito de la Parra. Short, the name everyone knows him by is Fito. He is the drummer and the leader and the chronicler of the history of Canned Heat, and they are on a bill with Fabulous Thunderbirds New Year's Eve at the Sheraton Opera House. Fito, thank you so much for taking the time to be with me.
Thank you for your interest, and to everybody out there, don't forget to boogie and come and celebrate New Year's Eve with us.
I'm giving him the last word.
That's it.